mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it, the front lines of the information war, as we attempt to alert humanity to the fact that a private consortium of banks, merciless mega corporations, are openly setting up world government that will be owned, run, controlled by them. And it is a eugenics system they wish to enforce on the planet. World government is only the beginning. It is the means to their ends. It is Sunday, the 27th day of September 2009. I don't want to just come on the radio today and rant and rave at the police, because I'm more than angry at them. I am saddened that they continue to confirm that when they're under federal control, they act as bad as communist Chinese police, or as Hitler's police, or as Stalin's police. Now, all over European newspapers, they are describing some of the events that happened at the G20 to some of the things we've seen in China, similar to the July 4th protest known as Tiananmen Square. But they weren't running over people with tanks yet. Rob Doob, one of the producers of this radio show, also a videographer, who we dispatched with Jason Burmes and Jason Douglas, was arrested Friday evening. He got out of jail yesterday and is back in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us in studio in 30 minutes. So will Jason Burmes. Then Luke Radowski will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Then Ron Paul is going to be on the show here with us, Congressman Ron Paul. The military and police tortured Luke Radowski. They took him to the state penitentiary, made fun of him for being on TV, for being seen on television bullhorning, said that this was punishment, strip searched him, beat him with billy clubs, and handcuffed him for the evening into the day, which is a violation of the Geneva Convention, handcuffed inside the jail cell as a form of torture. Rob Doob was arrested for just being there, videotaping. Jason Burmes called me Friday night as I was up here working at about 10 o'clock Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania time, and I could hear the sound cannons going off, the rubber bullets being fired, the sounds of gunshots. And Jason was flabbergasted because they came onto a park that is on the grounds of the university, bordering the university, and it was mainly just college kids out there in the park. And he said he couldn't believe it because there weren't even any protests going on. And the police, he saw them beating women, men. We have video of this, in the head with billy clubs. I mean, blood spewing. Women would say, "I'm just riding my bicycle," and the cops would, you know, knock them in the head with a billy club. We have video and photos. We've posted some of them. My guys just got back last night. Of children in neighborhoods. We're talking 9-10-year-olds covering their ears, being hit with sound cannons. The police have just an absolute lust to attack the American people. They've been trained that we're the enemy. They've been militarized. And the military fights and kills an enemy. And this is what NORTHCOM is all about. And you put this in with all the reports confirmed around the country of regular Army, Marine Corps, National Guard suddenly showing up, even at local police departments, running checkpoints. You combine this with the open announcements of world government, global governance from the G20. You combine this with the plunging dollar. You combine it with all the talk of forced inoculations coming up. This is a very, very serious time. So we're going to break it all down today and play some exclusive video for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv that we simulcast with a syndicated radio show. If you want to see this, not just hear the audio, go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Very important broadcast today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for an abbreviated broadcast. Okay, we had one of our reporters, Rob Doob, arrested, but he was not charged. They were letting the mainstream media out of the cordon at the city park bordering Pitt, the university there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the suburbs. And they looked at his press pass and just said, no, you're going to jail. No one is allowed out on the streets in Pittsburgh. And I even have a clip of Brian Williams of NBC saying, yes, the city's been cleared out for the G20. No one is allowed on the streets. And it's got to be more than 50 sound cannon vehicles. I mean, we've got video of where you'll see 10 or more together just in one area. And they would drive around through sparsely populated neighborhoods, industrial areas. The police would pull up when people were getting off work, getting in their cars, and just aim cannons at them and hit them. And it's meant to be outrageous. It's meant to be tyranny. So that you know, hey, you live in a third world police state now. You are a slave. The police have admitted, it's been in the news in the last few years, they wear black uniforms, they wear black masks, they wear the Darth Vader outfits for intimidation. And they had the computerized broadcasting bullhorns with the voice saying, we're using less lethal weapons. Less lethal. See, that's the true name of non-lethal weapons, because they can kill you. Rubber bullets kill people all the time. Sound cannons, earplugs don't protect you. It attacks the middle ear, can cause deafness, serious ear damage. People die all the time being beaten to death by police. I mean, you can just search the term, man dies after being beaten by police, man dies after rubber bullets. But the issue here is they would ride down neighborhoods, and this is in the Associated Press. This is not just Alex Jones saying this. But we witnessed this. We got video of it. I've seen countless YouTube videos, other people shot. They would go into neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and there would be people on their front porches. There'd be people getting out of their cars. There'd be kids throwing footballs. I mean, there's photos and videos of this. Little kids, I mean less than 10 years old, and they would broadcast the state code. They have a State Patriot Act there that abolished their Bill of Rights a few years ago. That's why Pennsylvania was chosen. And then they just aim the cannon at a little kid and fire on him, and the little kid's crying on the ground. And the police, again, I'm past anger with the police. I understand sadists go into the police department and control freaks and bullies and thugs and sickos historically. But I also understand that just a lot of former military people that are macho and their family are police, and you know that there are some good police out there. But normally in history, in Mexico or Russia or China or Nazi Germany or Cuba, about 90% of the time, countries are run by corrupt thug police. And so for people to be in denial about this is really sad. All the movies and the PR and the propaganda. And the propaganda that we see just goes on and on and on. That it's just force-fed to us to worship the military, worship police. And now that all over the country they're running military checkpoints and pulling people out of their cars and looking for drunk drivers and looking for guns. Now newspapers write articles attacking me going, Alex Jones hates our troops. And that's kind of like if I was a German citizen in 1939 and I was criticizing Hitler with troops on the streets. Would that mean I hate the German military or hate the German troops? I guess it would mean I hate what they're doing and hate what they've been turned into. So in the final equation, why is the system turning the police and military loose on the people? Why do they want you to be intimidated by them? Why do they want you to know they're thugs? Why do they want you to know they're trampling the Constitution? Because $23.7 trillion and growing has been stolen in the last 10, 11 months. And that's more than we could ever pay back. It's all made up fiat money given to private banks. They then loan it back to our own nation at interest. And they're only getting started, and they're announcing that they're going to go ahead and start killing old people, covered in Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. And they're announcing $15 million fines for garage sales if you sell any recalled products in the last decade. And they're announcing no more farms or ranches that can have private sales of their food without government permits. And they're announcing year-long public school where they're going to force your kids to go 12 months out of the year. Obama says so, total federalization. And they're announcing face scanning and license plate reading cameras that have already been put in everywhere, tracking everybody. And they're announcing that if you don't just spank your kids, they're going to take them. If you yell at them, they're going to take them. But then the state can do whatever it wants. And they're just, the state is run by criminal parasites. And they're going to take everything we've got if we don't wake up and say no. And they've militarized and brainwashed and dumbed down the police and military domestically. They're having urban warfare drills all over the country, the Marines, the Army. But that's really a thing of the past. Before, they would do the drills of taking over cities and towns and then say it was just a drill. Now they're kind of phasing out of those into just, no, we're just here. We're just in your town. 379,000 regular troops to be deployed to America. And they admit in their own Homeland Security documents that we, of course, have broken here, that their number one enemy is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul, Bob Barr supporters. They say having an American flag bumper sticker means you may be a terrorist. You can go read the Mayak report. You can go read the DHS reports we've released that good people in law enforcement, I guess what you call the last vestiges of peace officers, have sent us. But we've had a slick corporate criminal group take over America, and they want to turn us into a complete police state. But what upsets me so bad is that I don't want to believe all this. I don't want to be proven right. To have Rob Due and Jason Douglas and Jason Burmese tell me about what they saw and to see all the countless YouTube videos uploaded by thousands of citizen journalists and others from the G20 in Pittsburgh. And then to read the Associated Press where it admits families were driven out of their cars onto their front porches and then told they're not allowed to come out on the streets. Daytime, nighttime curfew. You're not allowed on the streets. They kind of selectively, if it looks like you're going to work, they leave you alone, but they pull up to a nine-year-old kid and say, go inside. The little nine-year-old doesn't know, so they swing a cannon around at 15 feet away and hit him right in the face. In fact, that photo's up on InfoWars. We should pull that up. I forget the headline. Aaron posted it. He's still here. He can give that to you if he wants. I think it's something like Pittsburgh police terrorized public with sound cannons, and it's got a bunch of videos on the page, but it's a photo of this kid that's got to be 8, 9, maybe 10, and there's videos of kids with their balls in their yard, and they don't know why guys in black uniforms pull up in black vehicles. It kind of looks cool to them, and they say, you know, section this, that, you're not allowed to be on the street. We're going to use less lethal is the new term. See, first it's non-lethal, now it's less lethal. Now they admit it can kill you. And they had microwave cannons, and almost no media is announcing, though, the sound cannons and microwave guns. Those are confirmed to be there. We know the sound cannons were used hundreds of times. I would just call my guys to get a report during the 3 days, and I would routinely just hear sound cannons going off in the background and rubber bullets being fired. Yeah, there it is. Little kid on the side of the street covering his ears. And you see people in their windows covering their ears, you know, because they wonder what's going on. And there's police driving around with the military, all paid for taxpayer money, just psychopathically attacking everyone. And then Brian Williams goes on NBC and brags, yeah, they cleared the streets here. Also, the majority of the protesters, because I've seen a lot of raw video now, were Tea Party people, in the Fed folks, InfoWars.com banners, attorney response team shirts. That was the majority. There were maybe 100 anarchists clearly protected by the police. They would always herd the protest into an area, wouldn't permit them. First, they turn a right into a privilege by making it permitted. And then after the police surrounded everybody, the anarchists would come out, throw a few things. They would then retreat, and the police would then open fire. But in many cases, as the AP reports in the article, Civil Liberties Groups, Police Overreacted at G20, when you read this article, they admit that in many cases, they would just go to the university where college kids were just outside at night and attack them. And there's video of it. back live. When I say that I'm speechless in the last 4 or 5 days watching hundreds of YouTube videos shot by different activist journalists, mainstream media, you name it, it's because I can't even put into words what I've seen. You can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have literally hundreds of them posted. Dozens and dozens of pages, with each page as many as 10, 15 videos. And they went into the shopping districts, and you see all these old women and tourists with their handbags, and they'll walk up to the police and say, what's going on? And the cops will hit them with their billy clubs, and then big German shepherds biting women and blood pouring out of them. I mean, they're just nuts. And folks, the German people were some of the most moral, hardworking in Europe in the 20s and 30s. They were much more moral than the average American is today. We're pretty decadent, and we think evil's cool and tough. And look at how, when their leader told them to do all these evil things, they did it. And I know I get letters from police and emails every day, and every time we open the phones up for just police, they call in droves, they send us documents. I know there are a lot of good police. I wrecked a car one time, drove through the edge of a tornado, blew me off the road in between Johnson City and Fredericksburg. The two state policemen that came were big fans of the radio show. Told me about different shows they'd listen to. I run into police all the time. I had police in L.A. come up to me on the street that were fans. The last 3 times I've flown to Los Angeles on business, consulting on Jesse Ventura's TV show that's coming up, I would have the TSA leaving Austin and coming back from Austin say they were fans and ask for my autograph on 2 different occasions. So I use that as a gauge that all the police and military aren't bad. But what am I to think when the police 3 times we know of, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, went on to pit because they said in the city and in the suburbs, no one is allowed on the streets day or night. And they invoked some state emergency law. You can hear them broadcasting it. And people walk up to the police like the police are supposed to be human beings, and they say, what are you talking about? This is the university. And we're showing video right now of the police dogs biting people. And these old women, these tourists, say, why are you letting the police dogs do this? And they attack the old women. I mean, folks, they were in mainline shopping districts, mainline neighborhoods. My guys would try to run away from the police when they were attacking small demonstrations. They'd go down side streets. They'd run for an hour. And they'd go in a coffee shop and be waiting and shoot video of, and we've got some of this stuff posted, of armored vehicles just driving down the street, randomly blasting neighborhoods. It's just, I can't believe the police are this bad. And I know it's mob psychology. They say you can take a lot of upstanding people and put them together in a mob situation or a wild situation. They'll do bad things. I understand adrenaline, and I try to rationalize it. It really freaks me out to my core. It freaks me out that here in Austin they take blood without warrants. You know, it freaks me out that we're going to be talking about all that with Rob Due, who got arrested, and Jason Burmes, who was there with him, and then Luke Radowski coming up next hour. But I need to shift gears into other subjects. On Friday's show, I had Paul Hartman Google the term New World Order and click Google News, and I counted up the stories. There were a whole bunch of different blocks of stories that said 3,000, 4,000, 1,000, 2,000 under the term New World Order, just blocks of stories. I checked it yesterday. It was over 12,000 stories with the term New World Order in them. The first block has 7,928. The second block has 144. You scroll down, so I can read. The next block has 807. Another block has 394. And if you count up the first page, it's well over. It was well over 10,000 yesterday, and it looks like it's well over that today. And these are new articles. I went to my parents Friday, because my kids were over there. I wanted to visit everybody at once, because I've been here working about 18 hours a day. I haven't been going home a lot lately. I finished up Fall of the Republic, my new film, Friday, and it's been sent to be mass-produced now. And my mother walks in and says, look at this, front page of the Statesman today. And it was the Austin American Statesman. I'll give the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a look at this. And it says, New World Order, G8 up to G20. And they announced the New World Order. Now, what does this New World Order mean? All these years, I would talk about the New World Order and people would laugh at me. I was just reading Club of Rome, CFR, World Bank, IMF documents, and they said, we're going to bankrupt the world by design. We're going to set up a new global currency based on carbon credits. Enron actually came up with this latest plan 12 years ago. And I've got the congressional hearings on that with Al Gore admitting it. He was involved in it back when he was in the White House. That's in Fall of the Republic. And it's all a big joke to them. They're going to home inspect you, tax track everything you do. I mean, this is hell on earth. And they're openly in the next 2 years. They've announced at the last three G20s this year that they're going to phase out the dollar. And that's all we have left is the dollar. They're talking about basically devaluing it by 2/3. And then you'll have a new global SDR currency, bank to bank. You'll still have your regional and national currencies, but they'll be set not by your Treasury Department, but by the private source consortium of banks that then give their orders to the G20 that makes up all the finance ministers of the 20 industrialized and, quote, rich nations, as the G20 calls itself. So my message to all the yuppies and people that don't care and aren't involved and aren't informed, we don't have time to screw around anymore. You need to find out about world government and how we're being conquered by a private consortium of banks. You need to find out what they have in store for you, because I talk to a lot of people that think they're part of the establishment and are on power trips. They don't know what's going on, but they say, ah, so what? World government's the next step. Well, even if you think that's the case, this is an authoritarian, tyrannical world government that doesn't like your standard of living and doesn't want you to be able to have children, and openly states that they're drugging your water and your food and the air, and that they're sterilizing us, and then all the numbers show this. I mean, it is a fact that the new flu vaccine has squalene, the adjuvant that the military stopped giving its troops because it was killing them. It's a fact it's got five times the highest previous level of mercury ever seen in a vaccine. That's mainstream news. My kids play with neighbor kids, and about a week and a half ago, I noticed that two different groups of neighbor kids were showing off that they'd gotten the flu shot, not even the H1N1, but the regular. And then in the last 2 days over the weekend, when I'm home a few hours playing with my kids in the front yard and backyard, and neighbor kids come over, and I say, where's your sister? Where's your brother? And they say, oh, they're sick in bed. And I go, oh, really? How long have they been sick? Oh, about a week and a half. Now, you can say that's circumstantial, but I see the kids get the shot, and now they're in the bed sweating bullets a week and a half later. And I see the numbers on children getting cancer up several thousand percentage points. And I have top scientists on, and major German newspapers like Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany, are reporting that there are cancer viruses in all the major vaccines that are causing cancer. And I just want to warn people, and I can't even get over the comfort zone. I don't want to get in my neighbor's business. I don't want to bring him a packet of info and try to say, please don't shoot your kids up with 60-something vaccines by the time they're 5 years old and over 100 by the time they're 12. And now they want you to take three flu vaccines full of mercury. And you can search the studies out, mainline university studies. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. And now 20-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's. I just want to tell the police and military something. You're in this with the American people. They may have taught you to be tough guys. You think it's cute to attack us and do all this, but you're being hit by all the same soft kill weapons. Stay with us. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Rob Due, who was arrested, here in studio with us, also Jason Burmes, who was there covering the G20 live. My mother made a good point when I was over at my parents' house Friday. They said, I guess this is the coming out of the New World Order. Because we've seen hundreds of articles in one day announcing global government, end of the dollar, the end of America's power. But we've never seen it 5,000, 10,000, 12,000 articles in one day. Every major newspaper announcing it. And they're explaining to people what the New World Order is and what it means. Ladies and gentlemen, private banks, through fraud, came in, got control of our treasury departments in the Western world, issued themselves unlimited currency and credit under our name, bought up the planet. And so you've got these swindlers up there, and every time they show up in England, They beat a newspaper delivery guy to death and then tried to cover it up. And later the videos got released. They killed him, beat him to death. He was like, I'm delivering newspapers. And they said, no one allowed on the streets, and beat him to death. That's what Tiananmen Square is. When they just said all over Pittsburgh, no one is allowed to be out, including kids in their front yards, miles and miles away from the convention center. They would go to the university at night. And there's videos of university kids coming out of dorms, coming out of the university centers, you know, dates. They're not even protesters. And they walk up and go, officer, why are you pepper spraying us? Why are you? And they will just hit them. And there's video of them running up to a woman, knocking her off her bike. She gets up and says, why are you doing this? The cops hit her again with billy clubs. So she throws her bike at them. They beat the hell out of her. And, I mean, this is so unlawful. This is such criminal behavior. This is a police riot when they're beating women up, and then you're supposed to just sit there and take it while they beat you up for their own personal enjoyment. But they were clearly ordered to do this. And again, AP, don't believe Alex Jones. There's a lot of AP articles that are actually accurate. There's a crazy Reuters article saying no arrests were made. Total lie. We're going to go over that. But it says civil liberties groups, police overreacted at G20. And then it describes people in their neighborhoods being driven into their home, people being attacked on their porches, children being attacked. There's video of old women being attacked with police dogs and being bitten. And women walking out of stores with bags going, what's going on, officer? And they're like, ah, because they've always wanted to be able to attack the public. They've always wanted to have a bloody psycho riot. And the same thing happened in Germany. Same things happened everywhere else. We know psychology. We know what armies do, the mass raping, the killing, this evil spirit that comes over them. And that's why you don't want the military or militarized police in your country. That's why the Constitution and Posse Comitatus say it's illegal. But they just ignore all of that. So we have all of this happening, and now Obama's announcing he wants a 12-month school year. They, in New Jersey, are not apologizing for the new Obama curriculum, where they have the kids change the verse from Jesus loves all the children to Obama loves all the children. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are all equal in the president's sight. We played that Friday. We broke that a month ago, but now Lump, Limbaugh, and Hannity and Drudge got it last week. And we've got scores of these videos. And I'm not bragging that we keep breaking it, but I am honored that we're actually driving the news now. That what we cover then later becomes mainstream media. That's the real value of this radio show, is that we can drive things out into the public consciousness to have a wider debate about them. Now, I want to get a statement from both of you, and we're going to play some exclusive audio and video here of your arrest. That's what this video is. And we're going to go over a lot of this video we can't play. This one doesn't have cussing, right?
No, I cut out all the cussing.
Yeah, which took Burmese. Burmese was up here like 5-6 hours last night.
I was up here till about 2:30 in the morning. I came back here at noon.
Okay, so you've been working all day just to cut the cuss words out, mainly the police screaming and cussing. But first, I want to get in summation what you witnessed, Rob, do with the military and the police attacking the American people. And then the big news I haven't even announced. I barely mentioned it earlier, because if police dogs attacking old women isn't enough, if little kids playing football in their front yard in the middle of a neighborhood being attacked at from 10 feet away, point-blank range with sound cannons that do damage the middle ear and can cause permanent deafness, isn't enough. Luke Radowski was arrested, was charged, was taken to the penitentiary with you. He said the military was holding him. They stripped him down, made fun of his naked body, beat him with billy clubs, saying, you're the big TV star, this will teach you a lesson, and then handcuffed him in violation of the Geneva Convention while he was in the cell. And he and you said you were in there, too, and there was just people bloody, some people Burmese was telling me, some people so bloody they couldn't even get up. And again, most of these were college students, because the police couldn't find anyone that wasn't submitting. So they would go into neighborhoods and attack old women. They would go into shopping areas and attack old women, small children. And it's more than just anger. I am physically nauseous, and I know you are. So, do give us your boil down of the whole event, your arrest, what you witnessed. Thank God they dropped charges on you. They have it on Luke. And then we'll get Jason Burmese's take on this.
It was just a total ridiculous show of force coming from the police. And just going after people. We were in this neighborhood of Lawrenceville the first day that riots started happening. And they had sound cannons that they were shooting in these neighborhoods. I would say by the time they brought them in the second time, it was after the first time we broke it on the air. And then the second time they did it, there was they were in a neighborhood, and it's where two streets meet up. People are coming out looking, what's going on? Why are there so many cops here? There's maybe 20 people. Luke was out there with his little sound cannon, I guess you could call it. But he was saying, why are you doing this? We're your brothers. We're your sisters. And they would just keep playing the thing over and over again. The sound, you need to leave. City of police or chief of police has said this is an unlawful gathering.
Unlawful assembly.
And we're going to play that later. And they keep saying this is a less lethal weapon. That was the true name in the 60s when they invented them. Because rubber bullets can kill you. Microwave guns can kill you. So now, first they tell you it's non-lethal. Now they're saying, no, we may go ahead and kill you.
Pretty much. And they turned that thing on, and people would run with their ears covered, run from the cannon. They were turning.
But it goes through your skull. People keep saying they'll put earplugs in. That does nothing.
I don't think it does, because I saw.
No, that's how it works.
Anytime they would turn that on, I'd have the guy aiming it at people. I was behind him. I was up on a roof shooting that stuff. And it was total terrorism on their side.
Well, we have some photos and videos of little kids, but Douglas had to get back to his family today. But he's going to upload the video tomorrow, and he'll be on the show with us. The other fellow from our office that went with you. And he said repeatedly people would come out on their front porches, and they would aim it at them.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops are just – that is so criminal.
It's with glee, and I think they really liked it, because you try to talk to these people when you're up close to them, and they didn't want to have anything to do.
Well, the bankers are going to love taking everything they've got.
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead, officers. Take all the shots. Trust the government.
And let me tell you, when we were detained, imprisoned, arrested, whatever we want to call it, these pot-bellied, mindless people walking around with their paperwork just disgustingly fat – It was kind of funny to watch, because these people don't know what's in store for them. They really don't. They're going to get they're going to get cancer. They're going to die, and they're going to get beaten down. And it's going to be funny when it happens to them. Although I shouldn't say that, but I think
they don't know. The White House admits they're poisoning the water in the vaccines.
Right.
They don't know this is that's why they can't have children. They don't know why that's why everybody they know is dying at 35 of cancer.
Right. And to them, it was left, right, Alex. We get escorted out to the bathroom, and they're like, "Well, why are you guys protesting?" I said, "I was just there covering it as press." I said, but what you guys did was a total ridiculous show of force. There was maybe 300 people there. You had 1,200 cops. And then half the people you arrested are kids. They're like, oh, that's just their liberal. It was all liberal to them. These liberals, we need to take care of them. I said, what does that mean? And then they start talking about how they would go to the teabag things. And so it's total left-right to them. They think it's left.
But wait a minute. I've seen the video of Gadsden flags and InfoWars shirts.
Mm-hmm.
From the videos I've seen, it looks like a large portion of it was our listeners.
And people chanting "In the Fed," and we got a lot of "In the Fed" chants going on.
So here's the cops attacking "In the Fed" people that a week before were at tea parties with them.
Exactly. And because they don't know the difference. They think there is two sides, and there isn't. There's the American people, and there's tyranny. And what we witnessed and what we felt was total tyranny.
Well, you were handcuffed. You were taken to jail. You were told you were arrested, so that is an arrest. When you're pulled over, that's detainment. But Luke was charged. Now, Luke told Burmis what happened to him. He's coming up later in the next hour, but tell us what Luke told you.
Well, basically, he was taken to state prison, whereas the 100 or so protesters that they took with Dew were in a – you were in a big room, right?
You said you were with Luke in jail at first.
Yeah, we were with Luke. They had us – they wouldn't let us talk. They had National Guard telling us, don't talk, look straight ahead, don't talk. Look
surprised they didn't put bags over your heads.
Yeah, exactly. And then we were outside in the – they brought us out in the cold, and we were sitting there, and it started to drizzle. And then we see Luke and about five other guys bring them out. And sometimes they were letting people go early, and they were handcuffed in the front. Well, Luke and the five other guys that he was with, they were all handcuffed in the back. So we knew. I was talking with Daniel.
And that's because Luke tried to. We're going to play the audio and video for the radio listeners, video for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here in just a moment. But, Rob, you were telling me more stories of them torturing people on the ground, handcuff people with pepper spray, with the tear gas.
Yeah. After they had us get on our knees, there was another group of students laying down. I was near Luke and Daniel from We Are Change, and there was one other guy. And because I had tried to get out and show my press pass, and they weren't having that. They pushed me back in, told me to get down for my safety. And they tried to take my camera too, and I grabbed that back from, put it in the bag, closed it up, left it running. And then I look over and there's a bunch of kids laying down. And these are college students. They're wearing flip-flops. They're not out there running from the cops. And they're spraying them down with pepper spray.
Because, again, this park's there on the edge of the university.
Yeah, it butt up right up to the...
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, the dorm rooms are right there.
And that's where the police can find somebody who's out.
Sure.
So they're like hunting for any slave that dare comes out under the martial law.
And one guy showed me his text that he got. It said escalation that they get from the university. So they went out to see what was going on. So... You know, they get this text, his escalation, him and his brother run out there, he's these two twin brothers, and they're, you know, they were going to take pictures of it, but they get out there, cops shove them and throw them in. And then I heard some people saw some news reports, they actually went into the dorms after people, looking for people.
So now you can't even be in your dorm in America. Yeah. Well, that's Al-Qaeda. Why were they spraying the people with tear gas that were on the ground?
I guess so they would submit. But, I mean, pretty much when you're laying on the ground, I don't know how much more submission you could do unless you're...
Well, they're not going to submit till they go into the gas chamber for their safety, de-lousing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, after they beat the young gentleman on the bike, and it's on the video, it's up at the Alex Jones channel right now, the kid finally got his bike back. They just broke his knuckle. You can hear him in the background saying, "You just broke my knuckle." It's still not enough. The guy just... shoots off the pepper spray. I'm lucky I didn't get it. I was about 10 feet away from the whole thing. Basically, I heard the guy screaming, and I'm trying to watch my back not get arrested, still get this on tape. They beat this kid. He's got a peace flag wrapped around him, maybe 120 pounds, maybe. And he reaches down to go get his bike. They're hitting the bike. They break his knuckle. He grabs it back, pepper spray again. They're launching tear gas canisters. I was in touch with Cindy Sheehan and a gentleman named Josh throughout the entire thing. They're texting me. They're letting off tear gas canisters everywhere. They've cordoned off all of Oakland. And again, this is right around the university. Right, the end of the video is just another bystander that got so caught up in this by accident that he took the tear gas. His whole face is beat red. They have to bring him to the hospital. I mean, he's literally being brought by two of his friends.
Well, the issue here is, just like China or Russia, they're setting the precedent to do this to the American people. And the whole world sees this. I mean, AP admits that they were attacking people's homes, people on their front porches in broad daylight all over the two cities, Oakland and Pittsburgh itself. I want to go to this video and audio here in just a moment. First time it's ever been seen of during your arrest, and also some cut-ins of what happened to Jason Burmes. But I want to point out that at the same time, you've got world leaders meeting, saying the end of the dollar, calling for global government, calling for global carbon taxes. Al Gore's there running around doing all of this. And the police are just frothing to show off to the world leaders. And Friday night, the world leaders have already left. It's over. They're marching down to the university to hopefully find somebody who's out at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's the real issue. You watch my video and I start off with how many protesters there are. There are not that many. Then I cut to how many police there are. I'm in essentially a 9/10 empty park. The park is 9/10 empty. And I am by myself just trying to get things on film. I'm chased down. I'm about to be arrested. Dogs are barking.
Well, that's why they're passing laws for $15 million fines for garage sales and SWAT teaming farmers that sell eggs on the side of the road. We are the slaves. We are the producers. We are the people. And they've stolen tens of trillions. They're getting us ready to be squeezed to pay all these new taxes to the new bank of the world. This is our submission. This is teaching us to be slaves, teaching us to capitulate, teaching us to have a broken back, a broken mentality. We are being brought into bondage. You gentlemen agree?
I agree. And I think the people that I was with, they all look broken, these young kids. I don't see them ever protesting again. I think that...
Well, that's the message, is that like 5 years ago in Portland, they came up to a permanent protest and sprayed babies in baby carriages. There's video of this. And the mother said, "You just sprayed my two-year-old." And he goes, "Listen, you effing bleeper, you shouldn't bring a baby to a protest." And so listen, don't worry. The police are going to be judged by their own government. They're going to be judged by the vaccines they trust. They're going to be judged with their bank account. All of you people that serve this evil system and enjoy what you're doing, you have no idea what you're part of. You have no idea how real this is. Just like German soldiers and German police in 1937 had no idea. And
once you feel it, you will believe it. You will. And once you're in the middle of that mixture and you're trying to say, "Hey, you know, you shouldn't be beating little kids." Boom, you're in the system. And that's it. And
I've had digital fingerprints.
I've been digital fingerprinted now.
I mean, no charges against him, but we'll just take your digital fingerprint. Yeah. And every time we called to try to get information on, they said, "Oh, no, there's a different process for protesting."
Yeah, well, that's official oppression, what they did to you. Well, remember what – we haven't even told the listeners what happened when you got there. I tell you guys, okay, Defense Link put a press release out. They say this is where the press is to speak to the military. You pull up to speak to them. They say, oh, we're not going to talk to the media. Come back tomorrow.
Right.
And
after we waited for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you call me on the cell. I try to talk to them.
Yep.
And then they call the police and say, we have people sneaking around the perimeter, videotaping, trying to stage a terror attack.
Right to the front gate.
No, I know, I know. Yep. Then I call the cops up and I go, did you call my guys and say they're on a terror list for the rest of their lives? And the guy's laughing going, yeah. I mean, just like we don't eat, but see, no judge, no jury.
Right.
You're just on a terror list. This is the end of America. And they're now saying, if you're on that terror list, over 25,000 people added a month, you aren't able to own a firearm. No judge, no jury, no due process. So all of you people out there on the left and right that want to serve this system, you're now going to be punished. Well, we're going to go out with this video and audio of Friday night when you got arrested. And then we're going to come back with it. And then Luke Radowski's coming up. Stay with us. See how he says MP? Those are military police, National Guard.
Guys, just remember that's a young girl right there.
And city police. And again, this is video of the people in their Darth Vader outfits. And they've just got peaceful people in a park surrounded. Here's some National Guard. Oh, by the way, we forgot, even the Drudge Report picked up on this. People in military uniforms just pulling up, randomly grabbing people, cramming them in cars, and driving away. So we've got snatch and grab operations.
That's all police right there, too. Surrounding the entire park.
And what I want to point out is the park, again, is essentially empty. I'm the only one in this area. And here I am. I'm about to be chased off by this officer right here who charges
me. All right, here we go. You hear cuts to cuss. Cut is cussing. I want you to put this up on edge.
Turn around.
All right, jeez.
Well,
thank
God.
All right, man. Jeez, I didn't do anything.
Hit pause. See, this is about a position for him to have power. He doesn't start a computer company. He doesn't start a... you know, an arborist company. He doesn't. No, he just, you get a uniform, you got power, and you get to rule over people. But see, the bankers get to rule over him, and they're going to rule over him real good. It's a psychopathic society, but that's nothing. All the other YouTube videos I've seen, just where they come up to old women, attack them with dogs. Keep rolling it. Oh, there are the dogs.
Yeah.
Which they do for intimidation. Oh, they're so tough with the German Shepherd, just like Nazi Germany.
All right, I'm on the sidewalk.
He's a god. You're not, Burmese. You pay his taxes so he can act tough. And don't worry. He's going to work for the banker. Here they are beating on their shields for intimidation. Foreign banks have captured America. You are now owned by us. We will take everything you've got. We're passing laws to micromanage every facet of your life. We're going to take your children. They're going to be in school 12 months out of the year till 7 at night. Just like China, we rule you. If you don't like it, we'll split. Here they are attacking somebody. Oh, they won't let him get his bike?
No, that was another guy. That was right. That was you, actually,
yeah, was
next to him.
That was you next to him.
Oh,
it was me next
I taped you as they attacked that kid. And then that was the last time I saw Rob.
So just like wolves, they just go attacking.
This is one
guy. Keep going.
And he's just trying to walk past.
Yeah.
He was trying to walk past him and go on about his business. Double fist.
I believe
right
the bike.
Yeah, and the news is reporting they went into the dorm. So it's just like they can't wait to engage us.
I mean, here they are forming up right here, Alex, and then you're going to hear one of their leaders start to say, it's time to go home, boys.
Yeah. Well, they're real warriors picking on college kids and stomping around acting tough. Well, you know, they roll their sleeves up for those shots, though. Oh, they're tough. This is so disgusting. Takes a real man to... the last sound cannons using Iraq on kids. Can you imagine if somebody actually stood up to them? I mean, they're so cowardly.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they understand the message this sends the world? Everybody knows this isn't China where they can just get away with this.
And right here is a shot of Luke Radowski again saying that if someone were to break a window or start a fire, he would be the one to put it out or he would be the one to stop it. Trying to tell these, I mean, you're looking at hundreds of police officers in formation right now and maybe a couple dozen.
Well, you notice it's a few anarchists show up to yell and stuff as the pretext. Well, it is a crime to attack innocent people and to say they can't defend themselves. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two on this Sunday edition. Open world government being announced. Open end of the dollar. They're announcing your kids are going to have to go to school 12 months out of the year. Total police state. They've got the kids chanting and replacing Obama's name with Jesus's name in classic hymns in public schools. The New Jersey superintendent's defending it. They're in Newark. I mean, this we're entering the twilight zone. Luke Radowski, who was tortured in jail by the military and police, is coming up. Let's play some more of this video and then go to Luke. Here's more of this video. There's Luke Bullhorning. He successfully took over MSNBC. Did a great job. We've got that up at Infowars.com.
Down here. Here we go. Time to go home, boys.
Oh, he's a tough guy. He can attack defenseless people engaged in the First Amendment. He's tough. He takes the restraint of the people as the authorization to brutally attack them. Attack old women with police dogs. Here you have the police riot in progress. Get out. He just hit him with a billy club.
Yeah, and they're pushing him over these.
Watch him try to get his bike back.
And you said they blood came out of it?
Right here. Boom, break his knuckle. He runs away. And then they spray.
And you know, when a cop tackles you, they call that assault. So they can break your hand, break your head, bite old women with dogs. But that's good, see, because they're good men keeping America safe from the narcotic scourge and then the terror scourge. And now the scourge of the American people. Look at the police dog. Oh, they're so tough.
And right here, I'm about to zoom in on this is really when the most arrests started to take place right here past this area. You'll see people just.
All right, hit pause. We're going to go to Luke Radowski now for a few minutes and come back with him to tell the story. We're going to finish up with this video and other comments from you guys. And Ron Paul is coming up with us on this Sunday edition. Luke Radowski, I was asking you how you're doing. You said you are pretty torn up.
You have no idea how horrible it has been the last couple of days going through this huge ordeal. We were there with a bullhorn peacefully telling people not to break things. We were exposing agent provocateurs, those anarchists that were destroying Pittsburgh. We were telling them that we were going to stop them from doing this, and we were telling the police officers to uphold their oath to the Constitution. It was surreal seeing thousands and thousands of police officers in martial law stormtrooper uniforms billy clubbing people. I got billy clubbed. I got tear gas. They used sound wave weapons against their own people that they used in Iraq and they used in Afghanistan. The ordeal going through the detention centers by the National Guard. The FBI was there taking everybody's information, and then they singled me out and Lee, my camera guy, We Are Change Chicago. They sent us to state prison. Out of 500 people who were arrested, we were the few people sent to state prison. And now I am faced with two charges against me. I have to go back to Pittsburgh this Wednesday to face a judge against how they set us up. They lied blatantly to all the people there. It was a horrible scene seeing America being destroyed firsthand.
We're going to break all this down in the next segment. So, and tell us blow by blow what happened to you. But on video after video, you were there exposing the 20 or 30 anarchists that were making the thousands of demonstrators look bad. They look like informants. We caught them in Denver, mainstream Denver Post. They were feds. We caught them in Canada last year. They're getting caught in England. Do you believe these were agent provocateurs?
I definitely believe that because these people had no common sense or rationale, and we were there speaking out against it, and most of the good people there were feeling and clapping every time I said, you know, don't let these anarchists make all of us look bad. We have to fight for the minds and hearts of the people and not break their property.
And that's why you were singled out. Stay there, Luke Radowski at wearechange.org. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Jason Burmis, Rob Dew, who was arrested, and of course, we also have Luke Radowski, who wasn't just arrested. He was tortured, beaten, gassed, and set up We'll talk to him on the other side of this quick break. More video and audio straight ahead, too.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All these years, the IMF and World Bank bragged that they would set up a private bank of the world and carbon tax you. We got laughed at, even though we have the documents. Now it's all being announced, world government being announced everywhere. Every major paper in the country we've looked at carried the headline New World Order. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw headlines about global summits happening in Canada where they said it'll be Chinese-style control. No free speech, no banners, no marches, no permitted marches. The government permitted. They turn a right into a privilege. Mm-hmm. One march for the G20, and then they wouldn't allow them to march. Then they went into neighborhoods. They stopped anybody on their front porches. This was about the government knowing that the American people are the lowest form of scum and that we're here to pay taxes, take their vaccines, drink their fluoride water, and shut up. And again, we have to get notice the Tea Parties in San Diego. They have the sound weapons out there. That's what NORTHCOM's for. That's what Homeland Security's for. They tell you it's for Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. But that's a CIA creation. It's for the American people. Luke Radowski of We Are Change, just a great patriot. If you watch my film Truth Rising, you'll see New York police saying his backpack's a bomb, his camera's a gun. They say, we know it's not a gun or a bomb, but we're going to say it isn't arrest you. This is the type of stuff you go through in America where police will frame you on video and are so criminal and evil, they think it's normal. Remember Dallas, Texas. They just randomly pull cars over, throw bags of chalk in the back, and then take your car and home. The government is rogue and criminal. And we better wake up to the fact that this happens in every other society and country. But Americans can't believe it's happening here. It is happening here. Luke, from everybody I talked to that got arrested, including Rob Due, you got it the worst of anybody. And so did Red Cross medic people. But they were protecting the anarchists, the few dozen they clearly had hired. Now, we proved in this in Denver, in Canada. I keep repeating that. Mainstream news. It's in the Obama deception and the extras, where they admit the police pose as anarchists. In Greece, they got caught this year posing attacks. And that was on National Greece television. Why do they do that? Because they want to shut down free speech and demonstrations in America. Obama says he wants to shut down web freedom. The Austin police chief saying he wants to go after people that criticize him now. And I've had him in studio, but I mean, he seems like a nice guy, but he's got warrantless checkpoints taking blood now. I mean, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Luke Radowski, tell folks what happened to you blow by blow. What you saw the first 3 days, and then what happened to you Friday?
Mostly Friday, we were out there meeting outside Pittsburgh University where students were gassed the night before. And we were there talking to the police officers, and a huge crowd of everybody just gathered around us because they were loving about what we were saying about all these agent provocateurs making everybody look bad. I was telling the police officers, you know, you guys are brothers and sisters. There's no reason why you should be fighting each other. There's no reason why you should be attacking us and letting a small group of people dictate how you react to us. And the message was getting out to a lot of people. That's what we've been doing throughout this whole G20, just talking to the police officers and talking to the people there. I mean, we got
and that's why when they arrested you and tortured you, they singled you out. And they said,
everybody in the jail system, everybody that when I was being processed, when I was sent to state jail, everywhere I went, I was like, oh, there's this guy over here. He's a major celebrity, but on the news all the time, hasn't he? And they've been making all these jokes about me. They definitely signaled me out. But my message was a message of reason, trying to calm things down, make everything peaceful, and make sure nobody gets hurt. And I was out there. Everybody knew who I was, all the police officers, all the correction officers. Exactly. And we were there speaking, and then out of nowhere, all these police officers come out of nowhere, and they totally just engulf the whole area, and they block off all the perimeters. They told us to leave the park. We left the park, and we were talking to them like we're doing nothing wrong. There's literally five times as many police officers than there were the people there. The people weren't even protesting. We were just meeting at a park. There were civilians walking by, talking to each other.
But again, you're not allowed to meet on your front porch, not in the park, not day or night. You now live in tyranny.
Exactly.
Continue, Luke, because it's important that they singled you out more than anybody with the charges. with the strip search, with the torture. Go ahead. You want to say something?
They'll call me the ringleader, and I was just trying to keep the peace between the police officers and the people.
They don't want that.
Exactly. They did. They said, me and Luke were trying to get out with our press passes, and they said, nope, this guy's starting everything. He's the one. He's the ringleader here. And they sat him down and did the zip ties right on his back. And all he was preaching was, we got to watch out for agent provocateurs, and we got to love one another, or this system is going to tear.
You don't do that in America. No. Veterans fought so that police and Darth Vader outfits can beat teenage girls. You understand? So that foreign banks can steal $23.7 trillion. That's what this country's about. Anybody that says it was about freedom is Al-Qaeda.
We got everybody out of the park because they kicked us out the park. We were on the sidewalk. And then as we were trying to leave, the police officers block off another street. It was literally police officers coming out of every corner, every street, so we couldn't escape. We were by this church and this park, and the police officers started corralling us in. So we walked into the park trying to escape. We got everybody over the fence. We walked into this park, and we were walking across the street. And across the street, there's a line of police officers. They shot off one of those grenades right in front of everybody. Huge smoke grenade goes off. We go to the right. There's no police officers. A band of police officers start running out of nowhere, out of the corner. And I'm on the bull, and I was like, guys, we just want to go home. Can you please clear out for us so we could go home? I turned around, and when I turned around, I had the billy club right in my back and right in the back of my head. Nailed me with the billy club. I almost fell to the floor. The police officers got enraged, started screaming and acting like mad animals, billy clubbing anybody in their way. They billy clubbed me right in the back of my knee, back of my neck. My friend Sam from We Are Change Ohio fell on the floor. I'm picking him up. This police officer just slashes his baton right on the floor. I picked him up right up, and right where he was laying, the baton just smashed the floor. They started screaming, batoning us, running after us. The whole crowd was running away from
us. And I want to stop you. They're going to say the police are patriots as they come in your home and take your guns. New Orleans was a laboratory test, and they're admitting G20 was a laboratory test, studying us, the slaves. They went into the high and dry areas and took guns out of wealthy people's homes and batoned them and tackled women. Those and the police chief, all the guns will be taken. The FBI led flatback trucks of troops in to take the guns. And the news will say, you're not a patriot if you don't turn them in. Now, who's the patriot? The people coming to take your guns or the American people? And if you don't think that the police won't follow orders to take you to a FEMA camp, as they've been training them to do, if you don't think they won't take your guns, they have been brainwashed.
Completely.
The most important thing that we have to understand here, the police were telling us to disperse at the same time, blocking everybody off. My friend Nate from We Are Change Rhode Island was there saying he heard the cops saying, you block them off, we're going to arrest all of them. At the same time, the huge LRAD machine is going off saying, disperse, get out of here, or you will be arrested. They were blocking everybody off.
They take their normal hunting instincts and turn it against their own species. But hey, cops, you think you're tough and dark and powerful? The bankers are putting stuff in your water supply. Applying your vaccines and stealing all your money. So don't worry. Yeah. You don't win. Just know that. You don't win. Yeah. Luke, tell us what happened once they arrested you.
We faced the wall, and then we had to jump a gate to get away from the police officers. We jumped another gate, went left because there was police officers right, and they outflanked us. As I'm jumping over this gate, everybody's jumping, falling, hurting themselves. This guy batons me right on my back. I was tripping and running, and we ran. And as we ran, the police officers blocked off the other route. They blocked us in against this wall in all three ways.
And that is excessive force. That is violence, but they're setting the precedent that what they get in trouble for Rodney King 20 years ago, they get a medal for today.
Yeah.
Again, assaulting people, being able to murder people, like the girl at the Red Sox game. She comes out of a bar. They shoot her in the face with rubber bullets. She dies. The cops had a celebration. Hey, they got to kill a 20-year-old woman. They're powerful. That's like a trophy. They like see that guy that killed her now as a real man in the force. Who, you murdered a 20-year-old girl. A journalist, you're tough. You kill. That's right. We kill Americans. That's what we're here for.
the bullhorn, I was telling them, let us leave like you're saying us to leave. They blocked us all in, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to leave you. We're going to let you leave in a couple minutes. And I was like, so let us leave now. What's your problem? And then they were all talking against each other. They brought in their arrest teams, and they told everybody, lay on your stomach and put your hands behind your back. We all did that, and then the police officers walking by with the tear gas was just walking by this huge 6-foot
Yo, yeah, that's why they have Abu Ghraib and torture in the public schools and torture in Iraq. And the Army's report says they rape children with battery acid. Go read the Army's report. But, oh, that's good, see. That's good. And see, now what's going to happen to us? Because they got an army of psycho demons. Ron Paul is coming up in the two final segments. Congressman Ron Paul talking about this whole world government announcement and his auditing the Fed hearings that are going on. Key information on that front. But Jason Burmese is going to be live 9 to midnight Central. If he's not on your local AM and FM.
6 to 9, Alex.
That's right. I used to be, yeah. What time did I say?
9 to midnight.
That's when I used to be on as a rebroadcast. You're going to be on 6 to 9. Got it backwards there. And so when this show ends, you'll be able to hear that. And they're going to have Luke back on. We're going to have Rob Dew also on if he wants to stay and do that. And we'll have Luke Radowski back on to tell more of the story. But you were telling the story about when you were in jail, they would come watch you use the bathroom and make jokes.
Yeah, they would take two escorts to walk you to the porta potty outside because I guess you weren't good enough to use the inside facilities. And then they would leave the door open, and then one of them would sit there and make cracks at you. You know, little they would make
games. Well, no, because these are people that couldn't get a job in the real world. These are the sadists. These are the people that were torturing puppy dogs out back when they were a kid that nobody liked. I'm not saying all of them, but when you see police dogs attacking old women in broad daylight in Pittsburgh because they're out shopping with shopping bags, it's not right to do this to old women. And you know, they do these police drills at public schools where they unannounced come in and say terrorists are attacking to screw up their minds. I mean, it's just the government's big and out of control and is robbing us blind. Luke, tell us what happened to you in jail once they arrested you.
I mean, they sent us in these buses. I mean, there's people next to me bleeding from the side of their faces, bleeding everywhere from being batoned. I had two people sitting next to me on the bus bleeding. Other people wanted to use the bathroom. They were not allowed to see the medic for 4 to 5 hours. People soiled their pants because they couldn't use the bathroom. There were soldiers there from Iraq that were arrested with us that said that the Iraqi prisoners get better treatment than this. If they want to use the bathroom...
No one is as low as an American.
The medic let them see them. But these people, we were treated so such horribly, and we were sent to this detention center that was run by the National Guard and the Army. The FBI was there taking everybody's information down. And they had so many people who were there that they couldn't process everybody. And they just sat us up. I mean, the way we were treated worse than prisoners. These military guys were coming up to us saying, stand up straight, look at the wall, don't speak, don't say a single word. They were treating us like we were not even human beings.
And we had handcuffs on the entire time.
Yeah,
that's right. In a violation of the Geneva Convention, they kept you in handcuffs.
Exactly. And then I had these plastic handcuffs on. I was asking these guys, please loosen them. One of the police officers ran up, I think it was a National Guardsman even, and tightened them all the way. I couldn't feel my fingers. I told those guys I had a
bad shoulder. They can't wait to get our guns. They can't wait to take our kids.
Bent me over and twisted my shoulder as far as they could, and they messed it up really bad. And it was just horrible the way they were just speaking and treating us. I mean, there were some guys that heard my message were coming up to me, patting me on the back, saying, good job, I'm sorry you have to be here. And, you know, this was not my decision. You know, these guys are just telling us what to do, but I'm really sorry.
Well, let's be clear, Luke, the military was in charge. The FBI was in charge. They announced that they were running the Threat Integration Center. And we just tried to go interview the spokesman Wednesday night, and they let us leave and then called and said we were terrorists.
We fled the scene.
And not only that, they tried to entrap us. Okay, called up Douglas saying that they were Alamo and we were going to get 2 free days for the car. No. They wanted him to come in with the car so they could detain him.
Well, no, he admitted that on the phone. I called the policeman who did it, and he said, well, we do ruses all the time. We think you may be terrorist. And I said, so because we went to where they said the spokesman was, this is, I mean, folks, this is secret police. They're everywhere. It's called NORTHCOM. They're now all over the country from coast to coast. The YouTube videos are pouring in. Army, Marines, National Guard running checkpoints, searching kids at high school basketball games. I mean, they're getting us ready for total takeover, Luke.
Crazy thing is, they sat me up in a section, and then they were taking me out, and they were taking me on a bus to state prison for some reason. It was me and Lee from We Are Change Chicago that were sent on this bus. And as we're going on this bus, you know, there's these people in these black uniforms, not with the National Guards. I'm like, who are you guys with? Are you guys with Blackwater? He's like, yeah, you should thank Blackwater, because if you didn't have Blackwater, you wouldn't have any freedom. I'm like, what are you talking about? Blackwater rapes little women and children in Iraq. And they're like, you're crazy. They threw me in the bus, shoved me in the bus. We went all the way down to the bus to the state prison. Me and Lee from We Are Change Chicago, we got targeted, and everybody else was staying there. We were the ones facing charges. Everybody was released without a charge, without a court date. They sent us to the state prison. We go into the state prison. It looked like a scene out of Nazi Germany. These Gestapo cops coming in there with their batons, pointing it right in my face as I'm sitting there for like 10, 20 minutes. They take me out, strip search me, go through every little thing that I have, went through everything, treating us, pushing us around, not even, you know, guiding us, but shoving us everywhere we were supposed to go, shoving us against
because
the wall.
You're an American that dares stands up to the foreign bankers. And in closing, Luke, you'll cover this more 6 to 9 with Jason Burmes tonight. We can even have you co-host if you want. The point here is that this is total federalization. This is what they have in store for the American people. The government has gone rogue, and they declared martial law across the city and attacked women with police dogs. I mean, this is just the height of sickeningness.
Alex, everywhere I went, when they threw me in the jail, they had these people there that were interviewing us for the judge, and they're like, yo, you're that guy on TV. We saw you on Channel 2 and Channel 7 and NBC Nightline News. And then everybody there was like, yeah, that's that guy. That's him right there. And everybody I encountered knew the message we were trying to get.
Well, let me say something about Blackwater. I got a call from the G20 security Friday. I talked to him, didn't know, call the number. It was a police number. Never wrote a report because I was busy finishing Fall of the Republic. And then what ended up happening is we posted the article from Raw Story. Drudge also did. G20 said, those are secret officers in police uniforms. They were hired. And now the MO is those were some type of Blackwater. And we know they used Blackwater to raid marijuana dispensaries in California. You're about to say something?
Yeah. The first day we were there and the first day we encountered any of the actual riot police, there was a gentleman in a USMC dressed up like a construction worker. And I noticed him around and I was like, well, he's got this walkie-talkie. He looks like he might be secret police. So then, just turning another corner, probably 2-3 hours later that I'd seen him, I see him again. And I filmed him, and I filmed his red truck and the license plate. While me and Rob Dew were at the facility awaiting to talk to a spokesperson, 5 other red trucks, the same exact make and model as the one that gentleman had, come rolling out of the...
Oh, yeah, we've been to urban warfare drills where they have the Marines and Army in plain clothes. And again, you go, can I talk to your media person? You're on a terror list for the rest of your life. I mean, these people are sick. They hate this country. They think we're Iraq. And they literally will do to us and our women what they've done to the Iraqis, killing over 1 million of them. This government is rogue and criminal. Guys, Ron Paul's coming up, but in 30 minutes, Luke's going to be back on with Jason Burmes. If it's on your local AM and FM, 6 to 9, Infowars.com, on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job, all of you. Great job, Luke Radowski. We'll see you then, Luke. Good job.
Thank you so much. Really,
you bet. WeAreChange.org.
I got a court case Wednesday. We need all your help and support to get through this and fight for the First Amendment.
We're out of time for this segment. You're going to be back up when the next show comes on. I wanted to throw this out, too, before we ended this interview, this live interview, and go to Congressman Ron Paul. My new film, Fall of the Republic, details how this is criminal, how a criminal group of bankers have taken over, how they're setting up the carbon tax, the secret police, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts as spies, the local communities being taken over by the feds. It's on pre-sale now. It ships October 21st. Get your order in now for Fall of the Republic, and it will ship to you first. We'll be right back. it is great to have you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you again.
I want to get in the final segment into your book coming out in the Fed, but first, I've got the Times of London, the London Telegraph, AFP, dollar under scrutiny at G20 summit, HSBC bids farewell to dollar supremacy. They say the world is now going to move away from the dollar. They're announcing global governments. President Klaus, your friend, you've been over there to speak as a guest of the government, is saying this is global government at the UN yesterday. So people are waking up, but now the establishment is making its move. Can you speak to what's happening with the dollar?
Well, the dollar, of course, today bounced up a little bit, but that's just temporary because of some announcements. But the dollar is in bad trouble, and they know it. And a lot of people ask me exactly what's going on in the G20 meetings, and of course, there are a lot of announcements. But I think the really big stuff that goes on at these meetings is behind the scenes, and there are no announcements. My guess would be that behind the scenes, they are really, really making the plans for what's going to replace the dollar reserve standard, because they're sick and tired of us getting a free ride. We get to print the money and get to spend it, and they're supposed to hang on to it as if it were gold. So, but they're planning on something else, but they have a job in front of them, because it's not easy creating another fiat currency. Usually, when a government ruins the currency, they go back to something more sound and back their currency or make gold, silver legal tender. They don't want to do that. That's why I suspect they'll move in the direction of just a new world order. And I hear and I've heard Obama recently use that term again. They got to have a new world order. And they've been working on that for a long time. And I'm sure they're not worried all that much about a crisis coming, and they might look at it as an opportunity, you know, for promoting their cause. And that's what we should be concerned about.
Well, that's what Congressman Grayson said last hour with us, is that the banks, he believes, have engineered this to create a crisis to vertically integrate society. And then they offer the solution as this new bank of the world that will fund itself off carbon taxes and Tobin taxes. Al Gore's called for that. Gordon Brown this week, as you know, has called for a new world order under the Tobin tax, and that they're just going to have regional cashless systems with the big bank reserves already going to a cashless system, and then all the nation state currencies will still be there, but they'll be globally standardized.
Yeah, but what we have going for us is that their system can't work. It's just sort of like worrying about the Soviet Union. We worried about it for a long time and had to be, and they were very powerful. But even Mises, long time ago, predicted it won't last. The system doesn't work. So what they're proposing really doesn't work. It's sort of like what they did, the IMF and our Treasury did in the 60s and early 70s. We're going to print money, and it's going to be worth $35 an ounce and, you know, guaranteed. Well, the market overwhelms. So we should be concerned. We should fight it. We should expose them, and we should do our very best. But ultimately, the markets will rule. The biggest threat is probably the political threat, that how much are they going to crack down on us? How far are they going to go? And can we ever regain, you know, the influence on the government where their job is to protect us and protect our liberty rather than serving the special interest? That, to me, is really the bottom line.
Congressman, the Federal Reserve, as you know, has hired the top Enron lobbyist firm to come in the last 3 months and demonize the End the Fed protest. It's come out in the Baltimore Sun that the Army is surveilling the End the Fed protest and that all protest is now being considered low-level terrorism. They're trying to demonize us that way. They've also told Congress, as you know, that, oh, you're not allowed under the Constitution to get involved in what the Federal Reserve does, even though it's in the Constitution that the Congress control the issuance of currency and credit and set the monetary policy. So isn't that the ultimate big lie, to say that this thing that didn't come along till 1913, this private banking consortium, can tell Congress you're not allowed to be involved in what we do?
I mean, it's amazing how long they've gotten away with it, but we're getting the American people informed well enough that 75% of the people now, when they're polled, agree with us. I think it's interesting. I can give you a little tidbit about tomorrow, and maybe Alan told you the same thing. But, you know, we're having hearings tomorrow on 1207, and Barney Frank has fulfilled his promise to me. And he gave me one witness, and they were going to have two panels. Ordinarily, the majority has two witnesses against one, you know, 2-1. But then they have a government panel, which has to represent the body that we're addressing, which is the Federal Reserve. They were supposed to have three people testifying Only one has agreed to come. On the second panel, where there were going to be two in opposition to 1207 and my one pick, those two canceled out, too. So they're down to one person that came to testify against the 1207, and I suspect it may well be that they don't want to even be out there, you know, really chopping at the bit. They might work behind the scenes behind us, but they're not interested in taking us on in a public forum.
They don't want to give any attention to it. They think it may be covered by the news networks. Yeah. Ed Bernanke or somebody like that is there, but it's too late. As you've said many times, the momentum is now beginning to shift. The people are like, why can't we audit the Fed? They're realizing that the real power structure, the real government, is the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And I meant to get to this issue of the hearings. Can you talk about what's going to happen tomorrow and then how you see the process unfolding in the months and years to come in bringing this corporate private banking dictatorship to heel?
Well, I think tomorrow's hearings will be pretty bland. That would be my guess. Probably not much media, but we'll get a recording of it. And Tom Woods is a good economist and historian from the Mises Institute. He'll be testifying for us. And he will have a very good statement, and he's a very bright person and knows, you know, how to handle a debate like this. Barney Frank will probably be not antagonistic nor derogatory toward the bill, and he will try to publicly pacify the people who are concerned and worried about it. But I don't think it'll be big news tomorrow, but it's big news among our circles because we have gotten them to a point where many others who have tried over the many, many decades and have never gotten this far. Just think, you know, Henry Royce, Wright Patman, and Henry Gonzalez, all coming from a liberal populist viewpoint, have always, and they were chairman of the banking committees, and they never got this far on auditing the Fed. So we are making progress, but it also might be a sign of how bad things are to wake up the American people to finally say, hey, what is this all about? What about this Fed? So I think it's the crisis that we're in, as well as the time has come around. And I think our communications are so much better with radio talk shows like this, as well as the Internet. This has really spread a message among people. Today, I just walked out of my office. I was visiting with one of my constituents. And I had a young guy came out from his college. He said he was from Arizona. And his biggest issue was the Federal Reserve. And I think my constituent looked at him and said, wow, you know, he was so impressed. Some college kid from Arizona State came up and he was fascinated, you know, with the Federal Reserve. So we are making progress.
Is this the beginning of game over for the Federal Reserve? Because once they're identified as the true shadow government, the financial oligarchy, as long as they can operate in the shadows and pose as a federal agency, they were invincible. But once the curtain drops on the little man who we thought was the big, powerful Wizard of Oz, once the illusion is shattered, which is now happening, it begins the process of their fall.
I think it might be beginning, but I don't think we're very far along because I don't think they have yet begun to fight. I mean, they are going to be tenacious. Look at what they've done with the lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act. They are resisting. They're fighting it. Those court cases are going to go on for years. They're going to fight this. They're going to resist and argue about turning over records. So it's not going to be real easy. I think what will happen when you have a dramatic change will be when the dollar quits working. I just think they're going to fight us tooth and nail, and it's going to be very, very difficult. They'll find the ways to further imprison people who demand that they use silver and gold. So I just think that it'll be runaway inflation, high interest rates, where the American people will say, yeah, I think we were told about this Federal Reserve, and we need to do more, and then they'll lose all credibility. And besides, printing the money won't help that much. The more they print, the worse it'll be. Right now, they printed a lot of money to try to patch the system together, and in some ways they have patched it together, but they dumped all the bad assets on the taxpayer. You can't have a wealthy country by doing that. That has to have bad results. But when the dollar collapses, there's nowhere else to go.
Congressman don't even pretend to know what's best to suggest you do tomorrow in these hearings, but I know you're a very polite, focused, intelligent, scholarly person. I would just encourage you to call him out and to be as aggressive as possible, because that more firmly cements you as the leader. And I think you're the man for the job against these people. And I would also hope that you would entertain, and perhaps I would ask now what your opinion is of this, to bring up the conflict of interest issue, that you have this revolving door between Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the governors of the private Fed like Geithner, Paulson, Bernanke, the campaign contributions to both parties. Of course, Barack Obama getting four times the Goldman Sachs money, almost five times that John McCain got. I really think if you just discredit them out of the gates, that's the one thing that I've noticed in these hearings, and I've watched scores of them. I know you've been in scores of them. I watch them at night when I get home. I record it, hours of it, and that's seems to be the cross or the holy water to the vampires, just to call these people out that they're the ones that changed the regulations. They're the ones that created the derivatives. They're the ones that are a revolving door in there robbing the bank.
Well, there'll be a limit to how much of that I can do because I'll have a 5-minute opening statement and 5 minutes to quiz the individuals. But they're not sending the people that would that you could really hit on those questions. They're sending the general counsel. Now, he's going to be a legal guy. He's going to explain the law and that sort of thing. They're going to hide behind the technicalities of the law. I think your suggestions are good. We should call on them, but I will have to decide tomorrow exactly how I'm going to hit them and what the atmosphere is like.
Sure, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag or let them know our plan of attack to defend the Republic. But clearly, if you say, sir, because obviously you're going to be asking him questions for a future hearing, can you go back and ask him how the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve gives itself waivers to allow them to give money to institutions they own stock in?
Yeah. Well, it should be shocking, but unfortunately, that's about the way they run everything. They're always, skirting the law. It's only the people who have to, if they have any infraction on not obeying an illegal law or disobeying or obeying the Constitution, then the roof comes down on us. But for them, that's, just routine activities. But they should be called on it, and that's exactly where the American people are waking up. They're sick and tired of hearing it, and the more they hear it, the better.
Congressman, looking at this, Congressman Grayson pointed out in the last hour, you in 1983 first introduced this audit the Fed bill, and then now here we are 25, 26 years later, and even though it may take a few more years to really have victory over these people, we are now, I believe, in the end game here. And can you speak to the power of perseverance and focus, you literally on the front lines toiling to do this, and then what is it like for you to actually see Jerusalem, to actually be going into the promised land, to now be able to look over the mountain, and after this 10,000-mile journey, you're now only a few hundred miles away?
I don't like to address that in a personal way as much as in general. I think if an individual wants, if a person wants to change things, they have to deal in principle, they have to have an ability to state it clearly, and they have to persevere. Perseverance, I think, is very, very important, but you have to have truth on your side, and eventually you do win. Actually, I did not believe we would get this far. I did not believe that the campaign that we ran last year would get very far. So it was much more encouraging to me to realize that there were a lot of people. I believed when I came to Congress, matter of fact, when I ran, I never thought I was even coming to Congress. When I came, I thought, well, my role and responsibility is to try to leave a record saying, what would it be like if you had somebody that took the oath of office very seriously? How would that person vote? Realizing, what I was up against, because I realized would use the term, you can't really run against Santa Claus, that you're not going to get reelected. So I was surprised I got elected, surprised I got reelected, but pleasantly surprised to find out that this attitude of perseverance and standing for principle, really can bring about, good results. So I'm pleased with it, but it's the power of the ideas more than my personal abilities, quite frankly.
Well, sir, I appreciate your humbleness. I'm not here trying to lavish praise on you for praise's sake. I think as a model or an example of perseverance, you are the standard. You're the blood of courage. And I want you to know that, no, I want you to know I have three children, just like you have a lot of children and grandchildren. And I care about them. And I know that we're going to be a third world hell if you're not successful, if I'm not successful. And I just really do admire you. And I know everybody, for everybody out there, we want to thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And evidently, our numbers are much bigger than any of us knows. You know the story about the remnant. Nobody can count the remnant. Nobody knows where they are, but they're out there, and I think we each and every one of them are looking for each other, and it's just great to find allies. I always tell people with my crowds, I said, you know, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, and I don't have, I don't have over expectations, but in the meantime, we ought to have an enjoyment of associating with like-minded people and having these goals and ideals, because at least we can say that we made the effort and we communicated. But fortunately for us today, we have seen some fruits of our labor. Can you imagine fighting this battle in 1939 or sometime back then when the New Deal was in and then the world empire was really starting the militarism of the world? I would have thought back in 1938-39 in the Roosevelt era, it must have been pretty humbling for those who were trying to hold these principles together.
We've only got 7 minutes left with the congressman. I'm going to skip this break so we have time to do that. It's a network break. And before he leaves, we're going to talk about his new book, In the Fed, a manifesto, a constitution against this abomination, one arm of this larger private crime syndicate. But Congressman, A, what can we do briefly to fight and help you and others that are leading this charge to defeat the Fed quicker in this battle, in this war for truth? A, and then B, what do you think their counterstrikes are going to be? The Governors Association a month ago wrote a letter to the Pentagon and the White House saying, what are you doing saying 379,000 troops they now want for Brigade Homeland through NORTHCOM? And that's also in the Progressive and AP. They are, I don't know if you've seen this, suddenly we're getting YouTube videos from Kingman, Arizona to Louisville, Kentucky, of regular National Guard and Army running checkpoints, sir, searching people. We've gone and interviewed them now. And it appears that we're seeing a slow takeover. And former congressman, former Republican leader was in the Dallas Morning News, Dick Armey, just giving you a quick briefing in case, I'm sure you know about most of it, saying, yes, he believes Obama may use the flu scare to kind of smokescreen passing health care, gun control, open borders, financial reform, giving the banks more power. So can you speak to what we can do to fight these people and to the whole police state that's really expanding right now?
Well, I'm afraid Posse Comitatus is about dead, according to what Obama wants. You know, when they passed the HIPAA law was the one that said that they were going to protect your medical privacy. In actuality, it was exactly the opposite. Because in that HIPAA law, it said in case of a national emergency, the government has a right to all your records. Now, you talk about a scare. They keep scaring and frightening people, and they put the high executives taking these flu shots and how dangerous it is and on and on. So I think they're almost just welcoming and waiting. Boy, if there's just a little bit more, we can declare all this national emergency stuff. But it's done under, they have set the stage for doing it under medical control and control of disease. It's always, for these wonderful things. But unfortunately, I'm afraid the American people are going to suffer the consequences. But all we can do is expose them for what they are, and hopefully the American people will wake up.
Well, this really hit home for me, and I've talked to the county that Pittsburgh is in. You grew up there. What's the name of the county?
Allegheny.
Yeah, Allegheny. And I talked to the police officer. We got his name. My guys were trying to interview the military and trying to ask him, because there's 2,500 of them there, including regular Army and Air Force, along with National Guard. They said, may we speak to your public relations officer? And they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. And they followed them, got their license plate, and then called up posing as the rental car company, the police department did. And then when they told them who they were, the police officer switched gears and said, well, you're now on terror databases. You'll never get off of it. Laughed at them. And my employees are freaked out. These are just camera guys I've hired. And I called the police officer and I said, did you really do that? And he said, yeah, I did that. He thought it was funny to ruin people's lives.
Yeah. No, that's pretty bad.
In the Fed by Congressman Ron Paul, climbing up the top charts. Sir, we have 30 seconds left. Final comment.
All I know is that we're making progress, and I am very pleased. I just hope we can continue this way. And if we do our job, we can win this, but we live in very dangerous times.
God bless you, sir. Godspeed, and say hi to Carol and the rest of the family, and say hi to Wayne and everybody for us. And again, we'll see you next time.